Blackstone Audio presents The Savage Detectives by Roberto Bolaño, translated from the Spanish by Natasha Wimmer. Dedication. For Carolina Lopez and Lautaro Bolaño, who have the good fortune to look alike. Do you want Mexico to be saved? Do you want Christ to be our king? No. Malcolm Lowry. Part 1. Mexicans Lost in Mexico, 1975. November 2nd. I've been cordially invited to join the Visceral Realists. I accepted, of course. There was no initiation ceremony. It was better that way. November 3rd. I'm not really sure what visceral realism is. I'm 17 years old. My name is Juan Garcia Madero, and I'm in my first semester of law school. I wanted to study literature, not law, but my uncle insisted, and in the end I gave in. I'm an orphan, and someday I'll be a lawyer. That's what I told my aunt and uncle, and then I shut myself in my room and cried all night. Or anyway, for a long time. Then, as if it were settled, I started class in the law school's hallowed halls, but a month later I registered for Julio César Álamo's poetry workshop in the literature department, and that was how I met the visceral realists, or viscerealists, or even vice-realists, as they sometimes like to call themselves. Up until then, I had attended the workshop 4 times, and nothing ever happened, though only in a manner of speaking, of course, since, naturally, something always happened. We read poems, and Álamo praised them or tore them to pieces, depending on his mood. One person would read, Álamo would critique. Another person would read, Álamo would critique. Somebody else would read, Álamo would critique. Sometimes, Álamo would get bored and ask us, those of us who weren't reading just then, to critique too, and then we would critique, and Álamo would read the paper. It was the ideal method for ensuring that no one was friends with anyone, or else that our friendships were unhealthy and based on resentment. And I can't say that Álamo was much of a critic either, even though he talked a lot about criticism. Really, I think he just talked for the sake of talking. He knew what periphrasis was, not very well, but he knew. But he didn't know what a pentapody was, a line of 5 feet in classical meter, as everybody knows. And he didn't know what a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?